Good morning. A Tuesday post-presidential debate morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I know you watched the debate last night. Give us your morning after analysis.
Well, there's no question that Hillary Clinton won it. The CNN poll showed a vast advantage for Clinton over Trump. Trump reverted to the blustery Trump. A lot of people expected him to come out as the new Trump. But by the time it was over, he was interrupting her. He was shaking his head. She was extraordinarily effective towards the second half, especially when she sort of wiped up the floor with him on the question of women and quoted the kinds of things that he had said about women. She also brought up many of the things that he had said that he didn't say. So his lies about lies sort of caught him up in this thing. A sampling of the editorial pages around the country this morning just showed the low regard that this guy is held in by most of the newspapers. Now, look, I'm not going to suggest for a single second that the people who are for him are all going to say, oh, she won a debate, so therefore she's the winner. She is not. The polls are all tightening. There's an absolute sort of 50-50 split in the polls right now. Some people will say she's ahead by 1 point. Some people will say she's behind her by a point or two. But this debate was incredibly important because of what we call the bandwagon effect. If people think somebody is going down, they want to be with the winner. So there are some people who fall into that category, some voters, and I suspect this really was a major win for Clinton last night. As I said, the real question is whether those people who are really Trumpites will be affected by this at all.
You mentioned the CNN poll, which was 62% of voters who watched to just 27% thought Clinton won the debate. The moderator, Lester Holt, who was judged favorably by Trump, and some of the media I was reading this morning were attacking him for his role. How does the moderator play into all this time, Alan?
Well, first of all, I thought the guy was excellent. When he kept his head down, he insisted every once in a while somebody answer the question. I think Clinton's most dangerous moment came over the emails. Obviously, he had to ask her about that. And she said she did wrong and she wouldn't do it again. Well, this was not good enough for Trump, who then piled on and said how terrible all of this was. I thought Clinton's high moments came when she talked about Putin, which is something else that Holt had raised. And when she talked about Putin and Trump's admiration for that guy. So I thought Holt did an excellent job. And I just sat there thinking, boy, it might be a lot better if he was the moderator for every single one of these debates.
Of course, after we saw the issue of pneumonia in the campaign with Hillary, Trump tried to go after her on the issue of stamina.
It was her best moment. You know, she basically said, don't you talk to me about my stamina. You know, and I did this as Secretary of State, and I went to all of these countries, and I negotiated all of these things, and I stood up before Congress for 11 hours or whatever. Then you could talk to me about stamina if I hadn't done that. But basically, it was a rout. You know, David, Trump also had what seemed like a cold.
This morning on the BBC, Alan, they noted that Twitter and social media was abuzz with his sniffling, and they played some sound effects of it this morning.
Well, that's interesting. I did not hear that, but I certainly saw it, and he had no choice but to go forward that way. And really, if somebody has a cold, if any of us have a cold, you really can't hold that against you. But it didn't help his performance.
It also points to the fact that there are things that can attract people's attention in a debate that you would never consider.
Well, that's right, how they look. You know, he had this sort of angry look on his face, I thought, and he's shaking his head, and he looked like Shrek. And she smiled, was in total control of herself. I thought, well, whoever was planning all of this did very well. Do I think she could do better? Much better. A lot of people are pointing out the things that she didn't say that she could have to him. And she'll go into the next debate with all of that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. It's tough to get up in the morning when you do, and yet to watch a 9 o'clock debate. What I did is I went to bed at 6 in the evening, got up at 8:45, watched the whole debate, went back to bed. Not good.
That's why they have coffee.